So in order to understand dependent arising, since we grasp so strongly at ourself, let's first of all think of some other things, understand how they are dependent arisings and what that means, and then relate that understanding back to ourself. So in How to Transform Your Life, in the section on the emptiness of phenomena, Venerable Geshe says, phenomena appear clearly to us due to other causes and conditions. For example, if all the necessary atmospheric causes and conditions come together, clouds will appear. If these are absent, clouds cannot appear. The clouds appearing completely depend upon causes and conditions. Without these, they have no power to appear. So, here we have grey skies. Maybe where you are, you have blue skies. Maybe in your blue skies, you see occasionally clouds forming. Why are the clouds forming? Why are the clouds forming? It's only in dependence upon certain meteorological conditions, a certain humidity in the air and a certain air pressure, and the clouds form. They have no power to form themselves. They have no independent existence. They are only a product of conditions. The clouds haven't come from anywhere, and when they dissolve back into the sky, they have not gone anywhere. The clouds have no independent existence. They are entirely dependent upon causes and conditions. The same is true for the appearance of mountains, planets, bodies, minds, and all other phenomena. Because their appearance depends upon factors outside themselves for their existence, they are empty of inherent or independent existence and are mere imputations of the mind. Once we understand how things arise from their inner and outer causes and conditions and have no independent existence, then just seeing or thinking about the production of phenomena will remind us of their emptiness. Instead of reinforcing our sense of the solidity and objectivity of things, we will begin to see things as manifestations of their emptiness, with no more concrete existence than a rainbow arising out of an empty sky. When the causes and conditions for a rainbow to appear are assembled, a rainbow appears, and when the causes and conditions for the continued appearance of the rainbow disperse, the rainbow disappears. But the rainbow does not come from anywhere, nor does it go anywhere. So clouds, rainbows, take time. There's no rush. Observe clouds and rainbows. Let the mind sit and be meditative, observing clouds forming in the sky and dissolving back into the sky, rainbows appearing. One of the great Mahasiddhas, Naropa, realized emptiness, observing rainbows forming in the mist of water vapor in a valley where there was a waterfall. He would sit and he would observe these rainbows appearing. The sun would come out. There'd be a certain angle of refraction through which the light passed through the droplets of water in the air, and a rainbow would appear. But he would know there is no rainbow there. Now we can go chasing after a rainbow, looking for the pot of gold at its base, we'll never find it. There's no rainbow. There's no rainbow there, and the rainbow hasn't come from anywhere, and it doesn't go anywhere. It's just appearing. We think, I'm not just appearing. Like we think, for example, the idea I have of me is very real, and that person's idea of me, that's completely untrue. I'm not like that at all. I'm not that awful person, or I'm not that wonderful person. I am this person. The version of me that person sees is real for them. The version of me that person sees is real for them. That's their truth. This might be my truth, but it's not a real truth. It's just an appearance. It's just an appearance.